go.
Okay, we'll call a meeting to order. 6 o'clock. Got the attendance. Mr. Barber, how are you?
Good.
Made it off your road, didn't get stuck?
Not yet.
Are there any changes or additions to the agenda?
There's a list there.
Okay, under new business, approve the 2027 tax map. And then under old business, the NEK CV access permit off Dane Hill. And then under info, public comment period on proposed changes to wake sport regulation. And then, okay, we can go into that's for info at the end. We'll go over that at the end. So that's for?
It's just an announcement that there is a public comment period.
Okay, and it's when?
There's a sheet for you. Let's see. They're going to hold public meetings on January 27th and February 4th.
Okay.
There's an email for you to take.
Okay, and then a reminder of Board of Abutment hearing.
Ross, I'm in a meeting. I'll call you back.
Do you need to stand out in the snowbank?
Maybe. He's down in Florida. He doesn't care if it's cold up here.
Oh, you don't care either. Okay, February 12th at 5:30, the abutment hearing. Okay, I'll look for a motion to approve the minutes from the 20th meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Ayes have it. Public comment, assuming you're not here for that.
No.
Road report, he is, I'm sure, out for good reasons. The staffing, that's just there in case we needed it. There's nothing you guys need, right? Okay.
The full-time job was in the Chronicle for 2 weeks, was in the Newport Daily, just ended Tuesday, and I believe I have it back on Indeed by just shuffling the language around and posting a new job. So if you wanted to advertise it longer.
We have any applicants yet?
No.
Could you add that to your story, how good of a town we are to work for and that we're hiring?
I read about that with every town.
But yeah. Okay, well, I think it needs to be renewed?
It's done in the papers. Indeed is hopefully just starting, so.
Okay, let's see if we get anything off there, I guess, and then probably at a future board meeting, we're going to have to reassess the actual post, I think.
Okay.
We might find some people in Lowell who are looking for work.
Too soon, Ed, too soon. Okay, so we're good with the staffing. Safety grant application due February 2nd.
Yeah, we're still working on that. I've been kind of sidetracked by some other deadlines, but Wendell and I are pulling that together, and it's an electronic upload rather than, you know, a document that the board needs to sign. So I just need kind of authorization that once we have that together, that it's okay to submit. It's something in the $25,000-$30,000 range. It's 7 locations of guardrail replacement and no match required.
Okay, so you need board action on that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make a motion to give you the authority to approve the grant.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, new business, signed highway mileage certificate.
So everyone has a copy of it, and then I have the original. There are no changes since last year, so I just checked the box that there are no changes, and it needs all 3 board members' signatures on the right-hand side there at the bottom.
I 27 tax map.
So this is the contract to update it that we do every other year. It's $3,100, which is what it's been right under $3,000, I think. And the listers, this is who we've worked with in past years. The listers are good with it, so it just needs board approval and signature.
Okay.
All three of us have to sign this?
I think that one has places for all of you, right?
Yep.
You need motion action on this, right?
Yeah.
Make a motion to approve the tax map.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, now old business, status of proposed road reclassification. So, hold on a second, this certificate of highway mileage, what was that?
That's the one you just signed, that's just.
Yeah.
That was a copy.
Colleen's so good about putting this stuff in order and then I mix it all up when I start. She probably like.
Then you can't find it.
She gets after me, she's probably like.
I know, I might.
No wonder you can't find it.
I might get one of those binders so that.
So you can't mix them up?
Yeah.
Maybe I should sit there and you hit me with a ruler. Don't, hey, that's next. Okay. So status of the reclassification, so we started the process of it, the notification's been sent out, correct?
Yes, we're getting back, you know, the return receipts from the property owners. It's been, it'll appear in newspaper, the notice of it this week as required. And I just gave everyone the notice again to remind you of the site visit and the time of all of that on Wednesday, February 11th.
What road are roads we talking about?
We're referring to a Bennett Farm Road, just a section of Bennett Farm Road on Thruway 26. It's about.
0.04 of a mile.
It's about 600 feet of a section of road that hasn't been maintained for years. There's a.
So it's going to class three, I mean, to class four?
Well, it's a class three right now, but we're not sure where it'll end up. It's open on what classification that, we were gonna do site visits and follow the procedure, but it's been identified as a road that would really fit the parameters to try to reclassify it. So that hearing will be February 11th. The site visit's February 11th on site at 5:30 and then testimony here at 6, right?
Yep.
And then all deliberation will happen in the following board meeting, which would be on.
The next night.
The next night, okay.
I mean, you don't have to conclude, but it'll.
Yep.
Start, yeah.
And this map shows pretty much where it is. I think we're all, we've been all to the site or wherever it is. Okay. Does anybody have anything on that process or project while we're working on it?
Nope.
Local hazard mitigation plan update?
Not much to say on that this evening. I'm still waiting to get the next draft out to the review team. Just too much budget town report stuff going on, but
Yep.
it'll happen soon.
Okay, perfect. Excuse me, approved 2026 budget, so this is what we've been working on. We had a meeting on Tuesday, discussed a lot of it. Has anybody got any further changes or updates? This should be what we had updated on the screen, right, Colleen?
It is.
Terry, Colleen, you're.
Yeah,
the only thing that changed was the crushing.
The gravel went down.
And then the loan payment went down to 43.2.
43.2 from 61?
61.
So that was, we put $80,000 down and that was the difference to that.
Yeah.
And what was the, I think it was about $50,000, the payment on the gravel pit?
Yes.
We're below, but the actual, you know.
Yeah.
kind of line item that rolled forward the way it worked out, right?
Yeah, that, with the, yeah, it was right around 50, the payment.
Do you have copies of the budget and the town warning?
Not till we approve it. Give us a minute. Okay, so there was not a lot of other stuff, I think, that we had messed with, right? And the couple things we were talking about, so if everybody's good with it, I'll entertain a motion to approve the budget for 2026.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
That's one, yeah.
You can have a copy now. Okay, approved 2026 town meeting warning.
So.
Which will be this page here.
Column.
This budget review letter is part of the town warning, right, because it's gonna go into the book.
That's gonna go into one of the pages.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not the actual articles, but if anybody's got anything they wanna change on this, you have the 2026 budget preview. Basically, it's the explanation of how the funds are rolling forward, what we're gonna do with them.
Yep, that's good.
What, basically what we talked about last meeting, $80,000 going towards the loan payment.
If they approve it.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve the town meeting warning and budget review.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, opposed? Ayes have it.
All right, I have the official, the official one here.
Okay.
Oh, I also.
Sorry, who seconded?
I think he seconded it.
I did.
Okay, thank you.
Do you wanna just sign your name on here too, just so for scans?
Just so you can.
For scan.
Would you like my credit card too?
For scanning purposes, because she needs it without a line for the town report.
It's for the graphic designer.
Just sign it.
Here's a blank piece of paper, put your signature on it. That's the morning.
Not just you, it's everybody.
Okay, good.
It's everybody, so, yeah, that and then this.
I trust you, girls, it's all right.
I know. Great, so there's that. And this.
How's that?
All right, that's great.
You're gonna be seeing it everywhere now.
Let's see if I go on the window, let's see if I can.
Trace it?
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, matter of time, if we want, deburring project on East Echo Lake. So I wanted to put this on here just because I know we've all been to the site.
Yep.
We know what this berm is about, why it came up. But I think it would be a good idea to notify all the landowners of what we need to do. And some of them may, you know, if they would like to come in, but some of them may have an option on, like, you know, like the gentleman that had the flower garden that would accept the water, right? Instead of just going through the grader and cutting.
Right.
The berm off, making the water go, but it's gotta go, but they may have some options on where they want it to come off.
Right.
So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have Wendell, if you guys are good with it, I'll have Wendell go up and figure out the property owners that need to be notified, how far up, and then they can notify them that the project, what they're gonna be doing, kind of the scope of the work. We can probably go over it at the next meeting maybe and the scope of what, basically it's gonna be that the water, there's gonna be no berm on both sides of the road. It's not just that side, they're gonna do both sides all the way down through to try to help mitigate the water on the property down at the, in the gully down there. But, you know, the best, if we can work with the residents, is gonna be the best way to do it, so. If you guys are good with it, I'll Wendell go and give them a list of the properties. And then if he can also give you a scope of work. And then at the next meeting, we'll review it and then send a letter out from there so that we can be ready to go. Because we've already told everybody, Mayo Watershed and property owner, that we were gonna be doing this in the spring, so, or in the summer.
Yep.
That makes sense?
Yep.
Okay, that's the update on that. Any other old business, NEK access permit off Dane Hill. So I know Wendell had mentioned this last meeting. I spoke to Wendell today. We talked it over. They need permission from the select board for a curb cut like anybody does. Where it is probably not gonna be real impactful to the road. Wendell's concern was to make sure that the driveway was not higher than the road, which is exactly what we just got to talking about. Having a berm that's, and I'm sure they don't want that, that it's just a low access so that they can put their high-speed internet box at the bottom of Dane Hill, so.
That's gonna be down at the bottom?
Yeah, it'll be, did you see that, we had a map here.
It says, is that 30 feet by 30 feet?
I thought it was, so the building, the little thing they're gonna put up is 30 by 30?
So it must be just above the other one that's in there?
So I think the existing easement is here, so this is 105.
Yep.
And then there's gonna be, they wanna put a 20-foot culvert, but the building's gonna be 30 feet. But they just, I mean, basically want a 20-foot section of culvert, but I think it's so low down to the road that, like, the water is gonna flow out into the greenhouse land there anyway. It's not, you know, but they do need a culvert so that it can cross, so basically just asking for access. I don't see any issue, as long as the driveway is not higher. I can respond back to the lady that was, or the person that was reaching out on the, just to make sure the driveway is lower, but.
She did leave a cell phone number if there were any questions tonight too, so.
No, I don't think I have any. I don't have any issue with it. I think, you know, I mean, I think this was, it sounds like they're gonna go up past Crawford Hill and they're gonna put poles up to continue, because the power companies change right there, so the poles don't continue, so the internet struggles continue. Which we all know, we dug the wires up. They weren't existing anyway. Okay, so we don't need a motion for that, but everybody's good with it.
Yeah.
So we'll let Wendell know and we'll let them know that they're good to go, move forward with putting, if they happen to reach out, I'll try to reach out in the morning too.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I mean, I did talk to Wendell today too about, like, for the road report. He said something about, he did get permission to put the excavator in a river.
Yeah.
Fix, I don't know if he told you that.
He did mention it, yeah. Yeah, go ahead and you can give the update on that. So
that's just what he had told me.
They're gonna let us.
They're gonna give us a permit for that.
That berm works so that we don't have to,
okay,
you know, bridge the water all off and everything, so. So we should be able to fix them projects, which are ones that we were discussing.
Yes, yep.
Just with the surplus there. Okay, any other old business?
No.
It's your last chance, girls. February next month.
Thank goodness.
Public comment, okay, we already went over all that. So, okay, so no other old business?
Nope.
We're good? It's been a busy month. Approved, we already approved the bills. I got the information, we already did that. Next. Oh, you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't see.
We probably did.
Hey.
We've been a little busy.
That's what I'm here for, please hold.
Good thing we have an agenda.
Yeah, right? Well, it's there, like the next meeting in a minute.
Well, that's why she just got all of our signatures.
Yeah. but I see the town truck pulling, must be there out plowing still.
Yeah.
Of course, it just stopped.
Mark was.
It just stopped snowing, so I know I just have to plow.
So, while she's up there, just, so the cover has the petition that changed the name, and there's a little short write-up in the back about the milestone in November.
Cool.
So we got that done, pretty simple, but.
That's one page you don't want your picture on. Because it means you died.
Yeah, right.
Am I wrong?
1 year we thanked Richard Colburn while he was alive, and yeah, a lot of people interpreted it.
See? Cruel world we live in.
So yeah, gotta be careful.
Yeah. All right, give us a minute. Look over these mornings here and these bills.
Right. Yeah, I know. But with the audit happening, everything's in a different place. Well, the audit's complete, but
we're still in 25.
Oh.
And 26.
Can I sign this one? I'm on it.
You're on it.
Yes. You can.
Okay. For the pizza.
Yes.
I'm not signing that one.
Of course you are. You ate the pizza though.
Thank you guys, sorry about that.
You're good. So as he gets done signing, next meeting is February 12th. Actually, the next meeting is February 11th. That was a typo on the agenda. We have a hearing for the reclassification on the 11th, correct?
Yes, that's, sorry, that was...
I'm just kidding.
That was part of the road reclassification item, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll get us some, make sure you get us some reminders out, I guess.
Yeah, we have the abatement hearing on the 12th before this meeting too.
Before the 12th one, right? The one on the...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything else before we call for the most famous motion of all? Yeah, I will accept a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We gotta make one first.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right, thanks everybody. So long.
All right, so adjourn at 6:23.
I gotta get up there and get my goddamn snow machine. You got that thing in your garage or is it covered?